This is obviously not something that's going to please everybody, but as you sent to me, according to the U.S. Energy Information Administration, the cost to heat homes this year is going to go up, and not just up, but up. They're forecast to rise by about 40% who use heating oil and increase about 30% for natural gas and over 50% for propane. So how is, first of all, why is this happening, and how is Eversource responding to this?
Well, first of all, it's happening due to there's a laundry list of reasons why. Inflation, COVID, supply chain issues, and the list goes on and on. So thanks to you and other media around the state are helping to let their listeners know it's going to cost more, but there are steps you can take to control your usage and hopefully save you some money. You know, the temperature is going to drop, no doubt about it. But unfortunately, yes, the cost to heat your home, and whether you're an owner or a renter, all of these tips I'm going to share with you, these apply to you, and we're strongly encouraging our customers, your listeners, to do it now. Don't wait.
All right. Well, what are some of those tips? Let's get right into those tips.
Well, let's start for the do-it-yourselfers. If you're the do-it-yourselfer, you know, it's time to weatherize your home now. Caulking, weather stripping, your doors, your windows. Take a look at your air vents, your duct ceiling to make sure that they are up where they should be. You know, some common signs of air leaks around the house: if you have peeling paint around your window or door trims, if you have noticeable discoloration in your attic, the insulation in your attic, you have a draft problem. So the goal here is to take the steps to keep the warm air in during the winter, to keep the cooler air in during the summer. So if you're a do-it-yourselfer, it's time to go to work. We're also telling you, if you're not a do-it-yourselfer, we have Home Energy Solutions. That's our most popular program ever. It's a home energy audit where the technicians come in and they do air sealing, duct sealing, they change your LED light bulbs, and it's all for a $50 cost. And it may be free for some of your listeners as well, if they meet certain income eligibility guidelines. But for Home Energy Solutions, the home energy audit, we say on average the services are about $1,000 worth of work, and customers will save annually between $200 and $250 on their energy bill. It's worth looking into the program and scheduling an appointment.
You know, we're talking with Mitch Gross about the increase in being able to heat your house, and it goes across the board, whether it's electric or propane, gas. It just goes across the board. You know, some of the things that I have done, and I'm looking at your list here, and I installed a programmable thermostat a couple of years ago. Every light in my house is an LED light, and what saved my 90-inch TV screen and my 60-inch TV screen in my bedroom is it doesn't matter. Every night when I go to bed, those get unplugged, and I don't know if it saves energy, but I know it actually saved the TV. And I also do something else. I keep the shades up on the house side of my house that gets sun, and I keep the shades down on the other side. And even at night, when the sun goes down on the sunny side of the house, I bring the shades down.
That's right. You know, that's one of our recommendations. If you have a house that is fortunately has a lot of south side exposure and a lot of windows there, open up those curtains and shades during the day on the south side of the home. Allow that solar heating to come in and close it up at night. It's a very simple step you can take. And, you know, you mentioned the thermostats. For every degree you lower your thermostat, we estimate you can save about 2% off your heating bill. And, of course, we're recommending customers set their thermostats where it's comfortable for them when they're home and awake, and, of course, comfortable when they're sleeping or when they're away from home. But it's another very simple step someone can take to save a little energy and hopefully save a little money.
You know, and something else, we're speaking with Mitch Gross from Eversource, and something else that I'm always surprised at, people service their cars religiously, most people, religiously. They take them in, they service them, they get the oil changed, they get the tires. there's so many people that just think at the, that their heating system, it's running and that's it. It's not serviced every year. And that really helps the efficiency of your furnace, does it not?
Absolutely. You know, we recommend you have your heating system serviced once a year. And during the heating season, change or clean the furnace filters once a month. You know, I was watching TV last night, and it just so happens there's a local company that's running a special right now on furnace tune-ups, and it was an excellent price, and it's that kind of extra incentive, those reminders. It's like, yes, I've got to get that furnace serviced. And, you know, if I may, you know, we're talking about primarily homeowners here, but if you're a renter, we recommend you reach out to your landlord and encourage them as well to take these steps. These programs are all available for renters as well, and not just homeowners.
Once again, Mitch Gross from Eversource is here talking about what is predicted by the U.S. Energy Information Administration as a winter where we're going to see very high increases in heating your home. Doesn't matter whether it's heating oil, doesn't matter whether it's propane or natural gas, anywhere from 30 to 54% increase in those costs. Now, on top of what people can do in their houses, what are some of the things that Eversource also has? I know you obviously have some things that you do. One of them I think we talked about a while ago, and that was you can get an energy usage meter, a kilowatt, which really keeps you informed of how you're doing.
That's right. You actually can borrow it. There are nearly 200 libraries around the state that have the kilowatt. It's an electricity usage meter. You borrow it, take it home, and follow the instructions. You plug in the kilowatt to your appliances, your TV, whatever, and it gives you an idea. It gives you the numbers, how much power you're using for each one of your devices. And we tell folks, once you know the numbers, it's much easier to make adjustments to your life. And it's another way to hopefully save a little energy and definitely save a little money. And by the way, everything we're talking about this morning, all of this information is on our website, eversource.com. If listeners go to eversource.com, you'll see the bar that says save money and energy. You click on that bar, there's a drop-down menu and a lot of items to go over and a lot of good information to take advantage of.
Mitch, it's always great to speak to you in good times and bad. I say bad times. That means when there's no power around and everything. Keep up the good work and just keep us informed with these updates, Mitch. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you, Marshall. And to your listeners, take advantage of the energy efficiency programs, the tips, and the payment assistance programs. If you're having problems paying your bill, we've got the answer as well. Go to eversource.com for the information.
All right, Mitch. Have a great weekend.
You too, Marshall. Thanks again for the opportunity.
All right, take care.